From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Senate is poised to approve a new nuclear arms treaty with Russia, President Obama's top foreign policy initiative. At least 9 Republican senators reportedly now say they will join Democrats in voting for the pact. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president is increasingly optimistic.
We're pretty confident that more than two-thirds of them will vote to ratify something that's tremendously important for our national security.
The Constitution requires two-thirds Senate majority for ratification. A vote to end debate on the treaty is expected this afternoon. The total U.S. population is now more than 308 million. That's according to the results of the 2010 census. NPR's Paul Brown reports the South is leading the growth.
Here's Census Bureau Director Robert Groves.
As of April 1, 2010, according to the 2010 census, the resident U.S. population is 308,745,538 persons.
He says that's a jump of nearly 10% from 2000. But he says, as in many developed countries, U.S. population growth is slowing. One big trend.
We see the continuation of a multi-decade trend of growth in the southern and western regions.
Early data show 8 states gaining 12 seats in Congress, with 9 states losing seats in varying numbers. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Rocky Mountain states are being blitzed with more snow today. Stacy Stegman of Colorado's Department of Transportation says highways there are extremely hazardous.
Right now you're seeing several inches of snowpack, but the heavy winds are making it really seem much worse. In some areas now it's just been piling up. You've got several feet in some areas alongside the road because of some drifting snow.
Stegman says strong gusty winds have blown over some tractor trailers. South Korean fighter jets are patrolling the skies, and a destroyer is trolling the waters near the island where it conducted military drills yesterday. North Korea has said it won't retaliate, but as Dwali Saikautau reports from Seoul, South Korea isn't taking any chances.
The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the military is at its highest level of alertness in preparation of a surprise attack by the North's military. Seoul's defense minister said the North could still retaliate against the South's drills, and when it does, he stressed, South Korea's military will firmly punish North Korea. President Lee Myung-bak has been criticized for not responding more sternly to last month's North Korean attack. Lee has threatened airstrikes if Pyongyang provokes again. The North vowed repeatedly of new attacks, but yesterday the military regime backed down, saying through its state-controlled media the military exercise by the South was not worth reacting to. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 44, the Nasdaq is up 14. This is NPR News. Toyota says it will pay the government more than $32 million to settle an investigation into the company's handling of 2 huge recalls over potentially faulty accelerator pedals and steering rods. Investigators concluded Toyota failed to report safety defects and didn't act swiftly to recall problem models. Today's settlement brings the company's total government fines to nearly $50 million. Most businesses could soon be required to notify employees of their rights under the National Labor Relations Act. The National Labor Relations Board is proposing a rule that businesses prominently display a list of workers' rights regarding union activities without fear of reprisal. The proposal could take effect early next year. Remarkable findings on animal behavior. Scientists say they've observed wild young chimpanzees treating sticks or logs as though they were dolls. And as NPR's Dan Charles reports, girl chimps did this more often than boys.
Previous scientific studies with captive primates have shown that young males and females like different kinds of toys. Females played with little trucks and soft stuffed animals. Young males only liked the toys with wheels. The new research is based on 14 years of observing wild chimpanzees in a national park in Uganda. Scientists say young female chimpanzees were twice as likely to carry around sticks or logs. A few times, they made a nest for the stick or played with it in a way that seemed to suggest it was an imaginary infant. But similar behavior has not been observed, or at least reported, in other communities of chimpanzees. The scientists, writing in the journal Current Biology, say it could be learned behavior, a kind of local chimpanzee culture. Dan Charles, NPR News.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.